This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The foreign ministers of Germany and France said Wednesday they will propose sanctions targeting specific individuals they deem responsible for the poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny after Russia failed to provide a convincing explanation. They directly accused Russia of, quote, involvement and responsibility, end quote, saying, quote, no credible explanation has been provided by Russia so far, end quote, about the use of the military nerve agent Novichok on Navalny, who was subsequently evacuated to the German capital for treatment. They added they would shortly share proposals for sanctions targets with their European partners. Two members of an Islamic State cell dubbed the Beatles, accused of killing several Western hostages, are to be brought to the United States Wednesday to face charges, a Justice Department source said. The men accused of involvement in the murders of American journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff and aid workers Peter Kasich and Kayla Mueller. They also are believed to be responsible for the murders of Brits Alan Henning and David Haynes. The suspects were stripped of their UK citizenship and have been in the custody of U.S. forces in Iraq. A two-year legal impasse was broken recently when U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr said they would be spared the death penalty if convicted in the United States. Wednesday, Kuwait's new emir, Sheikh Nawaf, named his half-brother, Sheikh Mashal al-Hamad al-Jaber al-Sabah, as crown prince. 80-year-old Sheikh Mashal is a long-serving top security official. He's been deputy chief of the Kuwait National Guard since 2004, largely staying out of the political scene and away from disputes within the royal family. The Sabah ruling family blessed the 83-year-old Sheikh Nawaf's decision. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, Senator Kamala Harris, will meet tonight for a debate that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crisis. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufeldt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump, quote, shouldn't have a debate, end quote, if the president still has COVID-19, while President Trump says he's planning to show up for his second debate with his rival next Thursday in Miami. Mr. Trump's attendance at the town hall-style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The European Union wants a post-Brexit deal with the United Kingdom, but not at any cost, European Council President Charles Michel said Wednesday. After talking to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he added on Twitter, quote, it's time for the UK to put its cards on the table, end quote. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday COVID-19 infections were rising in London and elsewhere, but that his government's approach to controlling the spread of the virus was still the right one. Analysis presented in Parliament by the opposition Labour Party showed infection rates had risen in 19 out of 20 areas in England that are subject to additional lockdown measures. Wednesday, Italy made it mandatory to wear face masks outdoors nationwide in an effort to reduce rising COVID-19 infections, the health ministry said. This after the cabinet agreed on the measure. Italy has seen a steady increase in new cases in the last 2 months, although there are still far fewer daily infections in Italy than elsewhere in Europe, with France, Spain, and Britain all registering thousands more cases per day. A cabinet source said they also approved a decree to extend the COVID-19 state of emergency to January 31st. Eli Lilly and Company said Wednesday it had submitted a request to the United States Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, for emergency use of its experimental antibody treatment for COVID-19. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.